In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. From Acts chapter 2, this Jesus God raised up. We are all witnesses. God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. And in the gospel lesson, in a moment of high drama, Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We worship the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God in three persons. One times one times one equals one. Now, if you get that, I'm done, and let's go on with the prayers. One times one times one equals one. The mystery of the Trinity is that there is only one God. But this God is in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we do admit that this is a mystery beyond human understanding. But it's true. And the doctrine of the Trinity is not some doctrine up on a shelf. It's the very stuff of our existence, of our lifeblood itself. The name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, was placed upon you in your baptism. The apostolic benediction, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit is placed upon you at the end of the service. Or the Aaronic benediction, the Lord bless you and keep you, lift up his countenance upon you, and give you peace, gives the blessing of the triune God to you. The Father who created you, the Son who redeemed you, and the Spirit who sanctifies you is your life. And so for us Christians on Trinity Sunday, Trinity, the doctrine of the Trinity is not just a doctrine, though it is. It's the very stuff of the Christian life. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is involved intimately in every aspect of the Christian life. Before we consider this, a word about Athanasius, for whom this creed was named. Now, I will say, we say this creed just once a year, so I know it's long, and maybe you came here for the first time and wondered, what is this long creed? Well, all around the world today, Christians are confessing, not just Lutherans, the great Athanasian Creed. It is named after one of our heroes. This should be one of our superheroes for our children, Athanasius. A pastor and a bishop in the church, an Orthodox bishop who proclaimed the truth, the Father is God, the Son is God, the Spirit is God, yet not three gods, but one God. At the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD, this young courageous pastor took on another pastor, Arius. Arius was handsome, well-spoken, eloquent, good-looking, a heretic, because he taught that Jesus was not God. He taught that God created Jesus, that Jesus was not the creator with his Father. This Arian heresy was infesting the church, and Athanasius, before the Emperor Constantine, stood up and opposed Arius, opposed his teaching, and the Council of Nicaea, from which comes the Nicene Creed, confesses that truth that the ecumenical church through all the ages proclaims, the truth of who the triune God really is. Now note this, when we said the Catholic religion, small letter C, in that creed, we're not saying Roman Catholic. The word Catholic means universal, the faith confessed through all time by all Christians, the Catholic universal faith concerning the Trinity. And also, the end of the creed is not suddenly teaching work righteousness when it says those who are done good will inherit eternal life and those who have done evil will be in hell. It's simply affirming what the Bible teaches. The good tree bears good fruit. Those who are justified by grace will live a life of good works. Those who have no faith will be condemned. Having said those things about Athanasius and the creed, We need creeds today even more than they did 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago. We speak the Apostles' Creed when we baptize someone or when it's a non-communion Sunday. We speak the Nicene Creed on communion Sundays. And once a year today, the Athanasian Creed. We make no apologies for confessing the creeds because this is the faith once handed over to us from our forefathers in the faith. We don't change the faith, we pass it on to the next generation. Did you know that almost every phrase in the creeds in its own context was to speak to those who were teaching false doctrine and to teach the truth? And so today, these creeds we need today because one of the definitions of a cult is that they deny the Trinity. Muhammad could not accept the Trinity. And so he teaches Allah is God, but the Son and the Spirit is not. And that is Islam. Joseph Smith, who began the Mormon Church, who teaches a polytheistic teaching that everyone can become gods, also denied and rejected the Trinity. And Jehovah Witnesses, because they're named Jehovah Witnesses, do not believe Jesus is God or the Holy Spirit. Only Jehovah is God. Why is it that people have such a hard time with this? Because it's beyond our understanding, but it's a mystery that is true nevertheless. How can it be that there is one God in three persons, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is beyond human reason, but it is the truth. It is a mystery, but it is a glorious mystery, and it is the stuff of our life. With that introduction, if the Lord God, Yahweh Elohim, the great I Am, remember in Exodus 3, when Moses sees God in the burning bush and says, "What's your name?" And he says, "I am who I am. Why do you ask me my name? I am." That's all you need to know. I am. This is who God is. Yahweh means I am. Let's briefly consider I am the Father who created you, the I am the Son who redeemed you, and the I am the Holy Spirit who sanctifies you. The I am the Father who created you. Jesus says, "I honor my Father, the eternal God, the one who seeks my glory, which Jesus has shared in eternity with the Father. He is the judge." The Father is the judge of the living and the dead. On the last day, on Judgment Day, you and I will be held account before the Father. No one will escape. No one. God is the judge of the living and the dead. And the Father, Jesus says, glorifies me as his only begotten Son. He is our God, the only God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. The Father is your Father. Think of it. We Christians don't worship the great it God. We don't worship the grand Poobah, the grand architect, the great eagle in the sky. We worship the Father. Your earthly fathers are just a reflection of who the heavenly Father is. In fact, we earthly fathers were learned how best to be a father from our heavenly Father. Think of how the Father has created you. Every one of you looks different than the person sitting next to you. Even your fingerprints are unique. The talents and abilities that you have are different from the other people in this room. Look at your spouse. Look at your children. The Heavenly Father has created you and given you all that you need to support this body and life. It is fitting on Memorial Day weekend that we also thank God the Father for the freedom that we have in the United States of America, a federal democratic republic, and the Constitution under which we live. And we thank the Lord for those veterans who died, who gave their lives, and are buried now in the ground, so we can be here preaching the gospel with no fear. On this Memorial Day weekend, you thank God the Father for the freedoms that we have in this country, and thank the veterans who gave their lives on this Memorial Day weekend as we remember them so that we can live in freedom in this country that we love. Thus, our Heavenly Father has been and has continued to bless us. That's the I am of the Father. Then I am the Son who redeemed you. Jesus said, I do know the Father since I am His Son. He even says, I'd be lying to you if I said I don't know the Father. I know the Father, so trust me, I am His Son. He rejoiced in my day as Abraham rejoices in the day that is of the Messiah. The reason Jesus says Abraham was glad to see my day, back in Genesis, Abraham is promised, in your seed all the nations of the world will be blessed. Well, Jesus is that seed in whom all the nations are blessed. And He's saying Abraham rejoiced to see that day, the coming of the great I am in human flesh. And that happened in the person of Jesus of Nazareth. There is high drama in John chapter 8. I hope you picked up on it. Jesus is saying, if you believe in my word, you'll never see death. And they tell Jesus that he's got a demon. And then Jesus says, I don't have a demon, I'm from the Heavenly Father. And they say, how can you say such things? You're just a man. You're not even 50 years old. And then Jesus says something absolutely astounding, which if it was not true, he should have been stoned. He says, truly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. The reason they picked up stones is Jesus, standing there in human flesh, was saying, I am God. I am the one who spoke to Moses in the burning bush. They are outraged. They pick up stones to stone him. And he eluded their grasp. It was not yet his time. Jesus of Nazareth, in human flesh, is also the Lord, the Christ, and is God, the great I am. Showing his deity and his humanity, he is the Lord of glory. He is the great I am. But he is also true man. For us and for our salvation, he was crucified, Peter said, raised from the dead and exalted to the right hand of God. And that's his ascension. And because Christ was crucified in our place as our substitute, because Jesus took upon himself in his flesh our sins, he gives us now the garment of his righteousness. All our sins are like filthy rags, but the righteousness of Christ is a beautiful white robe that covers you. Jesus ascended to the right hand of God as our intercessor, as our high priest, and this Lord Jesus Christ will come to judge on the living and the dead on the last day, and we will appear before him in confidence, not afraid to come before the throne of God, because we are covered in the righteousness of Christ, and we've been justified by grace, through faith in the blood of Christ. This is Jesus, the I am, who has redeemed you. And then lastly, in conclusion, the great I am, the Holy Spirit, who sanctifies you. The promise of the Holy Spirit was foretold by Jesus at his ascension. He said, now don't leave Jerusalem, because in a few days, the Spirit's coming. And that was last Sunday, the pouring out of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. When now the Tower of Babel is reversed, and now the one language of the gospel is going to all the nations of the world, we see and hear the gospel in our own language. I am up here talking to you, and it's not gobbledygook. These are words that you can hear, that you can understand. This is because the Holy Spirit has been poured out, so you can hear for yourself about the love of Christ and the love of your Heavenly Father. And this is how the Holy Spirit works. My prayer devotional book for me as a pastor, and I pray for all of you by name, is called By Word and By Prayer. God the Father gave His Son Christ, crucified, risen, and ascended, who sends the Holy Spirit, who gives us the Bible, and it's preached and it's taught, and you are baptized and you hear absolution and take Christ's body and blood. The Word has come to you, and then you pray in the power of the Holy Spirit through the name of Jesus Christ to God the Father. Do you see the circle? from the Father through the Son and the Holy Spirit to you, from you through the Holy Spirit through the name of Christ back to the Father. This is how the Holy Spirit works, by word and by prayer. This mystery of the Trinity that's taught in all three ecumenical creeds, the Apostles' Nicene and Athanasian Creed, is being confessed all over the world today, not just by Lutherans. God has revealed Himself in the Holy Scripture, and especially in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ. To our generation, we must proclaim the truth of this, the only true God, one God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This truth is the stuff of our life. The Father who created you, the Son who redeemed you, and the Holy Spirit who sanctifies you. One times one times one equals one. May that Holy Spirit fill us with joy this day. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.